St. George News Radio, I'm Carl Lamar.
We're talking politics today. Caffeine, you're on the bench. Xanax, suit up. The Kate Daly Show starts now.
You know, the critics call this confiscation. Are you proposing taking away their guns, and how would this work?
I am. If it's a weapon that was designed to kill people on a battlefield, if the high impact, high velocity round, when it hits your body, shreds everything inside of your body because it was designed to do that so that you would bleed to death on a battlefield and not be able to get up and kill one of our soldiers. When we see that being used against children, and in Odessa, I met the mother of a 15-year-old girl who was shot by an AR-15. Mm-hmm. And that mother watched her bleed to death over the course of an hour because so many other people were shot by that AR-15 in Odessa and Midland. There weren't enough ambulances to get to them in time. Hell yes, we're going to take your AR-15, your AK-47. We're not going to allow it to be used against our fellow Americans anymore.
Wow. Welcome to the Kate Daly Show. Did you watch that last night?
I did.
I can't stomach it anymore. I can't watch it. I'm telling you the truth. I can't watch him anymore. I've got Uncle Milty here on a Friday. How are you?
I'm good.
I'm so glad you came in. We have so many topics to cover, but he scares me. He's so anti-American. I'm amazed that he said that. I'm amazed a crowd cheered for that. I'm just amazed.
It is amazing.
It is. I don't think we realize. I know that they have to search for those audiences, but still, there are a group of people that cheered that. That's scary. I mean, he might as well just stand up and go, I'm a communist. I'm going to take away your ability to defend yourself, even from your government, from anyone else. We're going to make you sitting ducks. And everyone's going, yeah.
You know, they said so many ridiculous things last night.
Mm-hmm.
One of the things that was ridiculous was Bernie Sanders actually said that when we go to his Medicare for All plan, corporations are going to reimburse that savings that they have by not having to provide health insurance for their employees back to the employees.
What?
And yeah, that's what Biden said. Biden looked at him and says, for a socialist, you've got a lot more faith in corporations than I do. I mean, come on.
Oh, my gosh. Did he say it as his teeth were falling out?
You know, I didn't notice that. I read that, but yeah. I never noticed that he was having an issue with his teeth.
He was having just a problem keeping
I think that actually they're trying to promote that rather than he was having trouble keeping a train of thought.
Yeah.
Well, the reason he had trouble there was because his teeth were falling out. No, that's not why.
Yeah. It's
because he did. The issue with Biden, I think he just, when he has to talk too long, he gets flustered, and he loses a little bit of track of exactly his train of thought. I don't think he's a blithering idiot, though. I think his policies are, but that's not the issue. I don't think he's in the throes of dementia. I think he's old.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I'm younger than he is, and I find myself getting tongue-tied as I speak, too.
Right. Oh,
what
boy.
Was that name I was trying to think of?
was it just like Yang was trying to give out money?
Had a real weird deal going. He said that he's going to give to 10 people $1,000 a month for a year if they get on his website and log in and say why they are better able to take care of themselves than government is.
But with government money?
So
that's ironic.
I thought, I've got to see what this is about. So I log in, right, to try to do it.
Wait. I just want to get this straight. So Yang is asking for people to describe how independent they are so they can become
dependent on his $1,000 a month. Kamala Harris laughed louder than you are when he said that.
Oh, my gosh. gosh. I don't, yeah.
But,
wow.
But I log in because it says you don't have to donate. Nothing's required. Just do it.
Yeah.
But the first thing that comes up is a donation page, and there's no way to get off of it.
you're
like sitting there stuck on this donation
like a sitting
page.
Sitting duck for Yang.
So I tried twice to find a way to get through the donation page to put in my, you know, my little statement about why I can better support myself.
Sure.
Never could get through. About 2 hours later, I sent an email to Yang's headquarters. And said, you know, I couldn't get off your donation page. What's the deal? Was this just a scam to get donations?
Mm-hmm.
And then I got an email back saying, oh, no, you've been registered.
Oh, my gosh.
That was weird.
Great way to pump up his numbers.
But I didn't win.
Yeah, well, you know, you're too independent.
Maybe they haven't notified us yet.
You're too independent / dependent.
I don't want to be independent. I want to be dependent.
Oh, my gosh.
It was a crazy
evening.
It's just
a cluster mess. That's what I'll say on the air. That's why I can't watch. It's such a comedy now. It's such a comedy. It's such theater. I mean, Kamala Harris, are they still propping her up pretty hard?
No. Actually, to be real honest, the moderators were actually doing a pretty good job of asking some tougher questions than you would imagine.
Really?
They hammered both Warren and Bernie on how they were going to pay for this ridiculous Medicare for All thing that everybody knows won't work.
Exactly.
And they almost said it in that way. And they went back to Warren three times. He actually said to her at one point, I'm going to give you one more chance to answer. And she still didn't.
Well.
Because they don't know how they're going to pay for it.
Yeah.
They really don't. Then they argue, Bernie's plan's supposed to cost $30 trillion, and somebody else's plan is only $10 trillion. And, you know, like that's
doesn't even matter.
Yeah.
I mean, they don't care about that.
No, it has nothing to do with that.
Wow. Well, it just gets more and more. Every debate, it just seems like gets more and more ridiculous. So I'm glad they're asking better questions because it does seem like the statements are getting more outlandish. I'll give 10 people $1,000. I mean, this is just getting funny.
All of them. Versus the last debate, all of them in this debate were very nice towards Obama this time. It's like they got the message, you can't be bad-mouthing Obama anymore.
Oh, gotcha.
So they were all nice about that.
Yeah.
Julian Castro was the only one that he really attacked Biden. They were talking about health care, and Biden said in his plan, if for some reason you lose your employer health insurance, you just automatically buy into, you know, become part of the Medicare plan.
Part of the
it's
socialized
just automatic.
Medicine program.
Yeah. And Castro makes a real stupid statement. He says, I think it was his grandmother, but either his mother or grandmother. He says, my grandmother, I watched her deteriorate her whole life because of diabetes. And she was on Medicare.
Wow.
Oops. I'm sure that's not what he meant to say.
Right, right.
And then he accused Biden of forgetting what he said.
Really?
Oh, I mean viciously. You mean you forgot what you said already? You just forgot what you said just 2 minutes ago, he says. But he was wrong because his accusation of Biden was incorrect, actually.
Interesting.
So, yeah, it was a weird night.
Well, it's a war of the fools. I mean, you get them all on stage. I think the big picture here is, oh, my gosh, we have people that are declaring, I am a socialist. I am a socialist. Now, 20 years ago in the Wayback Machine, 30 years ago, would anyone have dared to say that?
No.
No, they would have said, I'm an American. Now it's, I'm a socialist. And we're in America. You almost just can't believe we're to that point. And I'm just waiting for somebody to go, I'm a communist. And everyone goes, okay. I mean, they'll clap for that. Sad. Very sad. It's coming.
They actually are communists. Mm-hmm. I mean, they're speaking more like communists.
Well, the thought was they've been introducing these words slowly so that we get so used to them in society that the next year or two, you're going to hear somebody say, "I'm a communist," and everyone will clap and they will look at that just right now like, I'm a socialist. You've got an audience clapping for you in America. I mean, it's coming for sure the next 2 years. Self-declared communists.
What they're really evading, though, is that all these ridiculous policies that they're talking about, the gun confiscation, the health care, all of their policies are actually unconstitutional. Mm-hmm. The legislation should never be able to pass because it's of its unconstitutionality. But they talk about it as if it's just matter of fact. All we have to do is pass the legislation, and it's a done deal.
One legislation piece away. That's what's so sad. Well, as a nation, I hope we wake up and realize that we are even entertaining the idea of having these fools on a stage. It's across the board. It's across the board. We've all embraced socialism to the point where ad nauseum. So, you know, we have to out everybody. We have to out everybody. And I want to talk today, too, about this case, about this girl who buried her baby in the backyard, right?
Mm-hmm.
Tried to burn the baby, bury the baby. It was just a cheerleader, gave birth to the baby. And then she was let off, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, she was let off because, and we'll talk about this, the reason we want to talk about it is because the reason she's being let off is so disturbing on a lot of levels, not just this case, but on what it will mean to the legal system, to how much it will change everything. And also, Felicity Huffman just got 14 days in prison. Days. Might as well not even put her in there. And $30,000 fine. She's supposed to do 20 years for that. Now, I don't think it's a 20-year thing, but I think that's a little overkill. But 14 days? That's all the judge could muster up was 14 days. And I'm glad she's a little humiliated. I'm glad that it was outed, bribing the colleges. It's not my biggest fish to fry, but it's still interesting how people get treated in America a little bit, you know? 14 days. That's interesting. We're going to come right back, and you're welcome to weigh in today. We'll take your calls because I as we go over this, it is kind of scary when you start thinking about what kind of precedent this could set. Not that it is, but that it could in this particular case. We'll be right back on the Kate Daly Show. Oh, Larry Ward. Larry Ward joins us in the next hour, president of the Constitutional Rights PAC, Guns and God Appreciation Day. He'll be joining us in the next hour. Be right back.
673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
Show on a Friday. I have Uncle Milty with me. How are you?
Who, me?
Yeah, you.
I'm good.
How are you?
I'm good.
A lot to talk about today. In fact, Larry Ward will join us in the next hour. He is the president of Constitutional Rights PAC and founder of Guns and God Appreciation Day. And I know Rand Paul supports that. A lot of people support that. And so we'll have him on. We were just discussing the debate, and also you can get 35% off right now if you put in Kate. Go over to Balance of Nature and order up. My husband was just noticing how his joints aren't hurting. He's been taking this. We've both been taking this, and we both feel really good on it. And I am telling you, this is such a great supplement. You've got to get those fruits and vegetables and all those nutrients. When you start filling your body with nutrients, it's kind of amazing what happens. And you start to feel clear-minded. You start to feel better. You start to have more energy. You sleep better. All of those things. That's what's so cool about it. I mean, why are we not doing this as a nation? It's like the pyramid that they gave us back in the 70s needs to be turned on its head. We really, really, really need to concentrate on fruits and vegetables and getting all those nutrients in. And also flu season's coming, you know, this way. And so this would be a really good time, I think, to kind of bulk up on your fruits and vegetables and get your immune system really strong. But it does. It clears up your skin and you just feel better. You'll just notice so many things other than, you know, the obvious, but just all these other extra goodies. Balance of Nature, just for listening to the show, you can put in the code Kate and get 35% off right now. Take advantage of that. I haven't seen it go that low before, and it is really affordable anyway. So it is awesome stuff. And their fiber drink's amazing, too. I like that as well. That really helps, like, stabilize blood sugar and so forth. Just a couple more things on what we were talking about. There was two special elections, Republicans, that really never really got talked about much. It was kind of strange.
Not very much. Yeah. The little bit of news that you saw, of course, said according to the polls, you know, the Republicans were going to get beat and the Democrats are going to win those two seats.
And they ended up not doing it?
No, the Republicans won both special elections. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, the Democrats blamed Trump.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But in fact, he did go to North Carolina and had a rally, and I'm sure it did help the candidate.
Yeah, maybe it did. I just hope we're putting in good people. Hope we see some good things. I know. My wish list, huh? I also want to say this. There was a interesting piece. Let me grab it here. It was it was just an interesting piece about sort of like the, now I can't find it. 'Cause of course that's usually how it goes. We had Cory Booker wanting to call for confiscation of guns. We had Pete, of course, saying, yeah, you know, all this nonsense. We had all of these different things going on, and it was crazy. It was the craziness. And I know that Shapiro put out a bunch of tweets, you know, education, we're going to have to throw money at our favorite supporters in the teachers' unions, also record players, racism. Beto, America's garbage. Harris, so is Trump. Budapeg, also your garbage. So, gun control, we're here to take your guns. Immigration, open borders for all, except Biden. You know, lots of nonsense. China, Trump is basically right, but we can't say so. You know, it was just funny. He went through and just sort of summed it up in a one sentence thing. And it's nonsense. That's my one word. It's nonsense. The whole thing is nonsense. It's all political theater. And I want to talk a little bit about this case. Felicity Huffman, by the way, 14 days for the college bribes. And however you think about that, it's not my hill to die and I could care less on this one. But I know that it's tough to see people just kind of skate on stuff. And then other people are going to prison for 20 years for their most ridiculous things. And the legal system is so kind of turned on its head a little bit. And I will always call that out. But I do want to get to this case. This case was the young girl in Ohio, right? You were telling me about this. You're the first person I heard about this from, actually, not the news.
Yeah, Brooke Schuyler Richardson.
Right.
She gave birth to a baby. She was an 18-year-old cheerleader. Mm-hmm. And apparently very much into herself and her appearance. You know, the cute little blonde girl.
Mm-hmm.
So she was charged. 2 months after the baby was born, apparently somebody realized that she had had a pregnancy test that tested positive, but no baby ever showed up. And during the investigation, they found the baby buried in her backyard, burned and buried.
Wow, that's going to a whole lot of trouble to murder.
Yeah,
murder a baby.
Well, almost immediately she stated, no, the baby wasn't born alive. But they charged her with murder, and the jury had a choice of murder, one of the lesser murder charges, two of the lesser, three murder charges, one really murder, and then the two
like
lesser.
Manslaughter
was one. But they only found her guilty of abuse of a corpse.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
And the defense was that the baby was already dead. She didn't kill the baby. And the main reason that they were successful, it was stated that it was because they actually couldn't prove that the baby was born alive. I don't understand that, because if the baby was born alive, then can't they prove that by the fact that the lungs had been oxygenated?
You would think. Mm-hmm.
But they claim that they couldn't prove that the baby was alive at birth. Well, full-term babies, over 99% of full-term babies are born alive. Mm-hmm. They're not stillborn.
Right.
So the odds of the baby being mm-hmm. stillborn and a healthy young girl mm-hmm. with a normal pregnancy
sure.
were actually pretty good that the baby was born alive. The thing that bothers me is now, is couldn't a person murder someone, mm-hmm. but uses their defense, no, I just got upset because they dropped dead, and they were already dead when I shot them.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now prove they weren't dead.
Yeah, prove they were. Yeah, exactly. Wow. That's true, though.
Because
right.
that's basically
right.
what happened here.
Mm-hmm.
Prove that the baby was alive when I killed it.
Wow. That's a tough one because that could change things. That could change things a lot. It's fascinating to me that in this society that we're in, I was reading about a case where a woman is going to prison because she killed her 5-year-old child. This girl kills her child, and now it's this debate over whether it was alive or not, okay? And then you can go in and you can take apart a baby alive, totally alive, and take him apart limb by limb, and that's okay. That's okay. Society thinks that's fine. And then this is a quandary. But then, you know, the person kills the 5-year-old and, oh, yeah, now we know what the penalty is. It's very interesting to me how our society accepts certain things that end up being the same thing. But we can't see that. We can't see it that way. Number one thing is baby alive. Baby alive at 5 years old, at 4 years old, at 2 months, at baby alive. So what in the world? Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Hi, Kate.
Hi there.
Susan. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. I just wanted to jump in because I had worked for an OBGYN office, and as I read the details of this case, mm-hmm. there was something that jumped out at me, and that was that she had gone to the doctor initially mm-hmm. who confirmed that she was still gave her mm-hmm. birth control pills and said, you know, do you want to keep going with this pregnancy? Well, she had the prescription for birth control pills. She filled it or got them and took them. And like 11 or 14 days later, had this baby spontaneously.
Wow.
And so that always made me question what.
Yeah, intent.
You're reaction talking, that the baby had.
Yep, you're talking about intent. She had an
so
intent to do.
So I think that could have played into mm-hmm. some people's consideration. I really do.
Interesting. All right. Thank you, Susan. I'm so glad you called
in. You're welcome.
Thank you. Appreciate that.
Huh. Well, I didn't see anything that said that. So Susan's
yeah.
really good at digging that stuff
yeah,
up. But I saw nothing that said that.
Mm.
I still... The general attitude seemed
but
to be, though, we don't want to ruin this young girl's life.
Right, right, right. But that doesn't, to me, taking that showed kind of intent to get rid of it, doesn't it, in a way?
Uh-huh.
I mean, that's intent. That means that she wanted to do something to it anyway. So her intention was there.
Well, and then there were texts that she sent afterwards.
Mm-hmm.
One, she sent to her mother saying, oh, I feel so much better now that my belly's gone down.
Oh, my gosh.
And her mother knew she was pregnant then. Isn't that kind of proof that the mother knew she was pregnant?
Tells me the apple doesn't fall far from the tree.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, I think the whole prove the baby was alive. You know, all of these babies are alive. All of these babies were alive. And I just have a hard time. I have a hard time with wrapping my brain around compartmentalized murder. It's compartmentalized to me. It's like, well, over here, that was, and over here, this is murder, but over here, not murder. And I can clearly see that you have alive and then you have dead. So something's going on here. And this girl burned the baby.
She burned the body before she buried it. Yeah.
Right. Okay. That to me kind of says it all.
Mm-hmm.
It says it all to me because she was willing to do that, to go that far, to make sure that she could
hide
kill the baby.
Something.
Yeah, and hide it. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
I'm not familiar with this, but from the mm-hmm. way you describe it, does not a person have an obligation to inform law enforcement? Not mm-hmm. that I'm for law enforcement, but mm-hmm. this is the state we live in.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, the kid's dead.
Right.
Doesn't this person, this mother, whoever stumbled across this person, mm-hmm. have a obligation to inform law enforcement and not just take out a gun or a knife mm-hmm. and kill or re-kill it?
Right.
Well, yeah.
This idea of if I'm on the jury or whatever, when she says, prove I killed it. Well, how about attempted murder?
Yeah.
Unless you can say you knew it was dead. Are you a nurse?
Mm-hmm.
Now, you could go on and on. They wanted to let her go.
Mm-hmm.
It's a given. I mean, the courts, we know the courts are all deep state.
Yep. Yep.
And I have no doubt in my mind that these abortion, mm-hmm. these mills, I'll call them, the only reason people are not that dumb mm-hmm. in this day and age. They don't know that you can get pregnant without taking the pill.
The thing that
they're mm-hmm. they're offered cash money.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They're offered cash money for a beating heart baby at the end, $5,000, you name it. But they're told, if you breathe a word of this, we'll mm-hmm. deny.
Thank you.
The money's yours.
Thanks.
That's the only thing that makes any sense for this out-and-out mania that I'm seeing.
Thank you.
Where thousands and thousands of viable children are killed.
I get it. Thank you. Appreciate that. You know, she would have buried the baby if the baby had been born still. She wouldn't have burned the baby. There's no reason to do that. There was mm-hmm. no reason to do it. If she really, really wanted to bury it in the backyard, she just would have buried it. The whole burning thing is what got me. That's a whole different dimension here of intent and trying to get away with something. And so that just screams what this case is to me. So if had I been on that jury, oh boy. Yeah. Anyway, be right back on the Kate Daly Show.
There you go.
Open now. Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
When I was young, it seemed that life was so wonderful. A miracle. Oh, it was beautiful, magical. And all the birds in the trees, they'd be singing so happily. Oh, joyfully.
What a weird case. Kate Daly Show. The Kate Daly Show. I've got Uncle Milty with me on a Friday. I love Fridays. And you can go to katedalyradio.com. You can get the podcast there. There are live, those podcasts are live recordings of the show. And you could share those and listen to those. And you'll see something called a short, which means it's just a short little podcast recording of the live show, and you can have a quick listen if you want. And then also you can email us UncleMilty@KateDalyRadio.com, Kate@KateDalyRadio.com. I'd love to hear from you. Also Twitter and Facebook, The Kate Daly Show. And we're always happy when you join in the conversation. Send in messages. I will read them. And I'm just happy you're listening. We were just talking about this case, and read her statement. She made a statement, this girl that gave birth to a baby. She was a cheerleader, and buried the baby in the backyard after burning the corpse.
So after the jury found her guilty of abuse of a corpse
and not
pre-sentencing at the sentencing hearing, she said, "I would do anything and above that you ask. And I understand," Richardson told the judge. "And I just wanted to say how sorry I was. I can sometimes be selfish, but I would like to think that I've become better in the knowledge that I've upset everyone and hurt so many people with what I have done."
Ooh. Ooh.
I can't imagine a statement like that over abuse of a corpse.
Yeah, me neither. Wow. This case is, it's an overall, not only are our youth and our adults learning that the value of life is nothing, you know, I've thought of this before, is that if we made it actually legal to kill our children, maybe some people would finally get it, that we're killing children all the way back to inception, that that's what we're doing, because the baby's alive in either case. And that we consent to it somehow as a nation, even cheer it on. They even get a parade. Mm-hmm. And if they go to an abortion clinic, right, and they do this at 6 months, 7 months, 8 months, the baby's still alive. The baby's still in there kicking alive and knows what's going on and ripped apart by limb by limb. And so this is such a strange thing to me that there's somehow, you know, this difference. But at the same time, you've got a girl that tried to burn the corpse and get rid of it, and I don't buy that it was born dead. Sorry, I don't. And, you know, she can say she took some stuff and it was born dead. I don't think so. I think this was a girl that showed intent to get rid of this baby and do it however she could do it. And there's something very, very wrong with that. And I just, wrong with her.
Hmm.
Yet we're turning out this mindset. This mindset is, I rule the day, and what I want in life rules the day, and my baby is a consequence, not, you know, a gift. So.
It appeared to me as if the people were looking at it like it was really just an extremely late-term abortion.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what the jury, that's what I was thinking, too. That's what I was thinking. The jury was like, yeah. And that was okay somehow.
You know,
yeah.
A few days earlier, and it could have just been an abortion.
Yeah. So, you know. Let this girl with the rest of her life go on. And I understand. It's just, it is strange, our whole societal view of this in particular. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Thanks, Kate. Uh-huh. So just a quick question. Does it mention anything about how well-to-do her family was?
Does it? I didn't see anything on that. Does it mention how well-to-do the family is?
Nope. I didn't see anything about how well-to-do they were.
Mm-mm.
I'm just going to guess that I think, in my personal opinion, it sounds like the mom was right there with her, you know, helping her know to get to the doctor, to purchase the birth control, because I'm going to guess if she's too busy out having sex, I don't think she's got a job, but maybe I'm wrong. It's interesting that they didn't, like, I guess because she was 18, that they didn't have the mom kind of on the hook for this also, to say, you know, where were you? Why? You knew that she was pregnant.
Right.
And she told you she'd gone to the doctor, and shouldn't you have been with your daughter in the doctor's office? Like, it's kind of weird.
Yeah.
Because you'd think that she'd know that, I asked for birth control, or she was told, hey, this is something that could help. You lose the baby by quinine pills.
Right.
That was the polygamist.
Yeah.
They knew that if they got raped, that they could take quinine pills and they could lose the baby.
Right.
So, to me, there's this huge missing piece of she thought it was okay. And like you said, the apple doesn't fall far from the tree. I'm just thinking, really, she probably got a lot of help from mom.
Yeah, you're probably right. And, you know, no mention of the father in this. No mention of, it was very strange. Interesting. Thank you. Love the phone call. Thank you. All right, let's take another phone call. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Hi, Kate.
Hi there.
Supposedly, the mother and everyone else did not know she was pregnant. And the autopsy report, according to the Las Vegas paper this morning, said the death was due to violent homicide.
Well, doesn't that prove it?
Yes, and according to the girl, she made a statement that the baby was making some noise when it was born.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah.
Wow. Thank you. And all she got was abuse of a corpse. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Yes,
wow.
I really do believe that the entire case was just prevented as, if they'd have really been thinking clearly, they just would have had an abortion.
Right.
But they didn't do that, but at the last minute decided to go ahead and abort the baby right after it was born.
Right. And now, and so up in court, they should have just said, well, we're just sad that we just didn't do that.
Yeah.
And, you know, pretty much let us off and, gee, I'm sorry, you know. We as a society, though, have to really understand, I think, the overall loss of life, as far as value of life in our society. And we have to, you know, there are so many women out there that are telling these young girls that their lives are more important than somebody else's. Their life's more important than a baby's life. And so they only can care about, they have to care about their college and their life and their everything. And only think of yourself, and the baby's a consequence and it's a byproduct and you can just get rid of it. And as we treat life like this, then we start to treat all life like that. And I'm, what makes me sad, this girl makes me sad, because watching her, the video of her, it's scary. It's really scary.
Mm-hmm.
The overall sense of who that girl is.
A spoiled.
Yeah.
Very spoiled,
yes.
Young
yes,
woman.
Yes, yes, yes. And man, what a wake-up call. What a wake-up call. You know, there's a lot of little wake-up calls. But even the thing of the reason that they went this way in the case, that worries me. You had to prove it was alive. So what happens? What happens if a mom says, you know, if somebody says, oh, you know, they give birth and they have this baby for 6 months and they don't want to take care of it. And so, you know, they off the baby and then they say, well, it just died. I just didn't contact anybody.
Sudden infant death syndrome.
Right. That's scary.
It is scary. But this situation, mm-hmm. I don't find it inconceivable at all that the family just didn't want this girl to have to raise this child.
Yeah.
They were not supportive of that at all.
Mm-hmm.
I don't believe they didn't know she was.
Mm-hmm.
I may be wrong. I've never had a daughter, but I have had a wife. And
you know,
I find it very difficult to believe that you can go through a pregnancy and not know that your 18-year-old daughter is pregnant.
Yeah. You would know. I mean, the parent seriously is in denial, or something's wrong mentally with the parent if to not know that. You know your kids. You see them every day. So, you know, you can't hide that. I don't care how well you hide a pregnancy. You cannot hide it at that point. So,
well, they make it sound as if the girl is such a fantastic physical specimen that pregnancy didn't really show
right.
much on her.
Oh, my gosh.
Uh-huh. Right.
I hate these kinds of cases. I really do. And, you know, we've talked a lot on this show about abortion. You know how I feel about abortion. And absolutely not. I don't care what case it is. So I'm one of those. I'm kind of hardcore on this issue. But I'm hardcore just because I feel like it's life. And so you respect life. I don't understand how hard that is to grasp, but that's where I stand. Not everybody stands there with me, but that's where I stand. And I'm pretty vocal about it on the show. I feel like we need to get really serious about parenting. You know, we've been talking a lot about this today, Uncle Milty and I, about parenting today,
mm-hmm.
just because we need to step it up a little bit. And, you know, we're all preoccupied with our lives, and they really need us. And they're on social media a lot. They are getting their values and principles from other kids on social media in sound bites and platitudes and basic liberal overtones. And we have to make sure that we're always going into re-educate these kids, to tell them, to explain to them, to get those values and principles back. We have a huge job. we're not doing it as much. I think a lot of people are stressed out. I think they're, you know, you got two parent working homes. I get it. But we're letting that slide. It's weird because there's like a little dichotomy going on. You're either letting it slide or you're the helicopter parent. You know what I mean? It's like either or. Mm-hmm. And where's the middle? Like, what happened to the, it's like you're either or. And, you know, I'm on my son's tail all the time, you know, do this, do this, do this, do this. And he's always calling me out on it. Well, not always, because he knows I'll smack him if he does that. But, but you know what I mean? And, you know, it's funny because I feel like, well, you have to do that with these kids. You got to be constantly teaching them. I don't know. I know we'll all make mistakes in parenting. I get it. I know that we're not all perfect. I'm not. You're not. We get it. But a serious, better job? Maybe we could do that.
Yeah.
Serious, better job.
Yeah, we're not asking for perfection. Just try to keep your children alive.
Right, right. Exactly. Like these moms that sit there and recite over the dinner table that they're pro-abortion. you know, that they're pro this. I mean, I can't imagine as a kid sitting there going, well, I'm a kid. Why didn't you want to get rid of me?
Well,
I'm
they a kid. They do say that to themselves.
Yeah.
You know, my mother,
I
was about 11 years old, I think, and my mother got upset at something and she told me she wished she'd had an abortion.
Oof. Wow. How do you get past that? Jeez.
You know, I don't, I had a psychologist ask me that one.
Yeah.
How did you get past that?
How do you get past that? That's pretty toxic. Jeez.
But imagine how a young girl who mm-hmm. grew up in that environment, mm-hmm. who finds herself pregnant, would feel.
Right.
She would think nothing of figuring mm-hmm. out a way to just off this baby somehow.
Yeah, see? I mean, the mother wasn't exactly somebody saying, let's have that baby.
No,
and,
no.
And that
oh,
baby's
good,
special,
I can be a grandmother.
Yes, that baby's important. Do you guys remember no prison time for the woman who tried to drown her newborn in a McDonald's toilet?
Mm-hmm.
That was a couple of months back.
Another
see?
One of those.
Another one of them. What are we getting over and over again? That it's okay. It's just a baby. It's fine. And that's why I'm saying it extends to inception. It extends all the way through the womb. But I find it very strange that a lot of these people are not getting any, nothing happens to them. It's just a baby. So is it just a one-year-old, just a two-year-old, just a three-year-old, just a four-year-old, just a five-year-old? When does it end? I want that. I want that piece of the puzzle.
And every time we're discussing this, I remember this one meme.
Mm-hmm.
The person praying to God, would you please send someone to cure cancer? And
yeah.
God says, well, I did. You aborted the baby.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
We're a society that says it's okay. It's okay. Your life right now is more important. Your life is fine. That life isn't. And then we're taking the kids that do some pretty innocent stuff in the schools, and then we're throwing them in prison and jail. It's really strange. We've got a really warped sense of justice and a warped sense of what's important, and we need to have a big old check on that. It's hard. It's hard to go through these headlines and remedy some sort of common sense in all of it or logic just because it's so upside down. It's so upside down. I see a 7-year-old autistic boy being handcuffed and thrown in a car, right, out of the school. And I see a girl that burns a baby, buries it in the backyard, pretty much admits it. Have fun. Have fun with the rest of your life. You're off the hook. It's just strange. All right. Be right back on the Kate Daly Show.
Are you tired of it?